Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman by Ram Golda and today Maseches Gittin Daf Vav, the first Parakei Isha Niknes. The Zichru Maseches Kedushin program has been generously sponsored as a schutz for Chazakas Torah. So the three tabs we're going to focus on are was taught in a brisa yimadabri imi isha iske gitu bikedushah. If you're speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then he gave her a get or kedushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage takes effect. Yudah says, Sarik Lefarish, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, V'husha asukim ba'osa inyan. This ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they're dealing with this subject when the kedushin or get was given. The Gemara notes that this is the opinion of Rabbi, but Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says it's effective even if they were not discussing this topic at the time. Abba explains how she knew, according to this opinion, what his purpose was. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'osa inyan. The cases where they switch from topic to topic within the same general topic of marriage. Point number two, Abai says, a makadish b'milva enim kedesh is one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for kedushin. She's not married because he didn't give her anything now. Banas milva mekadesh is, but if he attempts to marry her with the benefits of a loan, she's married, vasu lasos ken, but it's forbidden to do so with neha ramas ribas, because it constitutes rabbinically forbidden evasion of interest. This cannot mean she agreed to pay 5 coins for a loan of 4, and he forgave her the 5th coin as payment for kedushin, because that would be full-fledged ribbis, not haramas ribbis, and would also not affect kedushin since he gave her nothing at the time of kedushin. Rather, the case is the arvachla zimna, where he extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry with a benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for kedushin. It's not biblically prohibited ribbis because it wasn't fixed at the outset and he didn't receive anything from her. Rashi notes that if one would marry with the benefit of loan forgiveness, it would be effective. Abai's case is where he attempted to marry her with the loan money itself, which he didn't give her now. And point number three, Rava said that if one says, Heloch mana amanas shetachazireli, here's the money for you on condition you return it to me. Bemecher lokana, if the money was given to effect a sale, he does not acquire the item. Beisha in Mugadeshis, if it was given to marry a woman, she isn't married, and it also does not qualify for the 5 sale requirement for pinyon of ben. It does qualify for giving truma to a kohen, although he must return it, and it's forbidden to do so, having the appearance of a kohen providing favors to receive truma. The Gemara said, if Rava holds matana manasu achzir shema matana, a gift on condition to return it is considered a gift, then it should qualify for all these cases. And if he does not, it should not qualify as giving truma either. Furthermore, Rav himself said that if someone is given an esrog on condition to return it, it's considered his for the mitzvah of esrog, provided he returns it. Therefore, Ravashi corrected the statement, in all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction, except for a woman's kedushin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too, the item must be returned. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, if he was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then he gave her a get or kedushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says, dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage takes effect. Yudah says, Sarik Lefarish, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, V'husha asukim ba'osa inyan. This ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they're dealing with this subject when the kedushin or get was given. The Gemara notes that this is the opinion of Rabbi, but Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon says it's effective even if they were not discussing this topic at the time. Abai explains how she knew, according to this opinion, what his purpose was. Me'inyan le'inyan ba'osa inyan. The cases where they switch from topic to topic within the same general topic of marriage. Point number two, Abai says, a makadish b'milva enim kedesh is one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for kedushin. She's not married because he didn't give her anything now. Banas milva mekadesh is, but if he attempts to marry her with the benefits of a loan, she's married, vasu lasos ken, but it's forbidden to do so with neha ramas ribas, because it constitutes rabbinically forbidden evasion of interest. This cannot mean she agreed to pay 5 coins for a loan of 4, and he forgave her the 5th coin as payment for kedushin, because that would be full-fledged ribbis, not haramas ribbis, and would also not affect kedushin since he gave her nothing at the time of kedushin. Rather, the case is the arvachla zimna, where he extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry with a benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for kedushin. It's not biblically prohibited ribbis because it wasn't fixed at the outset and he didn't receive anything from her. Rashi notes that if one would marry with the benefit of loan forgiveness, it would be effective. Abai's case is where he attempted to marry her with the loan money itself, which he didn't give her now. And point number three, Rava said that if one says, Heloch mana amanas shetachazireli, here's the money for you on condition you return it to me. Bemecher lokana, if the money was given to effect a sale, he does not acquire the item. Beisha in Mugadeshis, if it was given to marry a woman, she isn't married, and it also does not qualify for the 5 sale requirement for pinyon of ben. It does qualify for giving truma to a kohen, although he must return it, and is forbidden to do so, having the appearance of a kohen providing favors to receive truma. The Gemara said, if Rava holds matana manasu achzir, shema matana, a gift on condition to return it is considered a gift, then it should qualify for all of these cases. And if he does not, it should not qualify as giving truma either. Furthermore, Rav himself said that if someone is given an esrog on condition to return it, it's considered his for the mitzvah of esrog, provided he returns it. Therefore, Rav Ashi corrected the statement, in all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction, except for a woman's kedushin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too, the item must be returned. All right, so now we go to our siman dav vav, and our standard siman is a sword, because a vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword collector who was telling a woman he would like to do a sword dance at the chuppah, and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin, without explaining, decided it was wiser to be mekadesh with a benefit of a loan extension. When he saw a matana manas laksir sign, which indicated giving the sword on condition she gave it back wouldn't work because a woman is not acquired with chalifin. Once again, slow motion. The sword collector, sword, that must be more in dove, vav. The sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa, if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedushin, and then he gave her a get or kedushin without explaining, Rabbi Yossi says, Dio, it's sufficient, and the divorce or marriage take effect. Rabbi Yudah says, Sarach Lefarsh, he must explain his purpose for it to take effect. Shmuel said, V'husha asukim ba'osa inyan. This ruling of Rabbi Yossi is only when they were dealing with this subject when the kedushin or get was given. So the sword collector was telling a woman he'd like to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wiser to be mekadesher with the benefit of a loan extension, which reminds us, Abaye says, a mekadesh b'milva ein mekadesh, one who attempts to marry with a loan, meaning he forgives a loan she owes him as payment for kedushin, she's not married because he didn't give her anything now. But if he attempts to marry with the benefit of a loan, she's married. The case is, where he extended the term of the loan for her and offered to marry her with the benefit received from this extension. Since it's a new benefit, he is giving her something of value for kedushin. So the sword collector was telling a woman he liked to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wise to be mekadesher with the benefit of a loan extension. When he saw a matana manas laksir sign, which indicated giving the sword condition she give it back wouldn't work because a woman's not acquired with chalifin. Which reminds, the Gemara explains that matana manas laksir shema matana, a gift on condition to return it is considered a gift and works in the case of a sale, pidyon haben, and truma. In all these cases, the recipient acquires the item to affect the transaction. The one case where it doesn't work is with a woman's kedushin, lefi she'ein isha niknas bechalifin, because a woman cannot be acquired with chalifin, and here too, the item must be returned. So once again, the sword collector who was telling a woman he'd like to do a sword dance at the chuppah and then handed her a diamond-studded sword as kedushin without explaining, decided it was wiser to be mekadesh with the benefit of a loan extension. When he saw a matana al manas laksir sign, which indicated giving the sword on condition she'd give it back wouldn't work because a woman's not acquired with chalifin. All right, so now it's time for four balapa chazara. Daf base. So the simmer daf base is a bias. So here goes. In front of the diamond-studded kedushin house, that must be more daf base, bias. In front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, which reminds us, the opening mission discusses the methods through which a woman becomes acquired and acquires herself. She's acquired through Kesef Shtar and Bia. So in front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders why the Mishnah uses the expression Ha'isha Niknes, a woman is acquired, whereas the first Mishnah, the second parak says, Ish Mekadesh, a man marries, and answers, Mishum the Kabbalah Misne Kes, because it wants to mention money as a Kedushin method. That money can affect Kedushin can be derived from a Gezer Shava of Kicha Kicha Miste Ephron, the words Kicha Kicha learned from the field of Ephron. Regarding Kedushin, it says, Ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a wife. And regarding purchasing Ephraim's field, Avram said, Nasati kesev asada kach mimeni, I have given the money of the field, take it from me. The Gemara then demonstrates that kicha, taking, is referred to as a kinyan, acquiring. So, in front of the diamond-studded Kedushin house, where there was a coin and shtar hanging on the Yichud room door, was a cemetery with a pricey plot selling for 400 shekel, where a young man was walking on his way, looking for a wife, and his lost object, which reminds us, the Gemara brings two explanations for why the Mishnah wanted to use the word derech in the Mishnah. The second one being that the Tanna is Rabbi Shimon, who explained why the Torah describes marriage with ki yikach ish isha, when a man will take a woman, and not ki yisul akach isha le'ish, when a woman shall be taken by a man, b'fnei shadarcha shal ish l'chazer al isha, because it's the way of a man to pursue a woman for marriage, b'ein darcha shal ish l'chazer al ish, but it's not the way of a woman to pursue a man. Mashal adam sha'avdu l'aveda, this is analogous to a man who lost an item, mi chozer al mi, who searches after whom? So the owner of the lost item searches after his item. Therefore, a man searches for a woman who was created from his bone. Daf Gimel, so the Simur Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel. Camel? That must mean we're on Daf Gimel, gamal. The chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be Mekadosh his kal by doing chalifin, which reminds us. The Gemara says that the number three in the Mishnah is coming to exclude, according to Rav Huna, chalifin, as a form of kedushin. The reason that chalifin does not actually affect kedushin is chalifin is now b'parchas m'shava pruta. Chalifin can be accomplished with an item less than a pruta's value. V'isha b'parchas m'shava pruta makanya nafsha. And a woman does not give herself over for less than a pruta's value. Rashi explains that this would be dumb meaning. Therefore, chalifin can never affect kedushin, even if he gives an item of higher value. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to mekadesh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, which reminds us, the Gemara is how we know that a father gets to keep his daughter's kedushin money. Rav Yehuda quotes Rav, who darshan a pasuk regarding a Jewish maidservant who becomes an ara, v'yotza chinam ein kasef, and she shall go out for free, there is no money given. This implies ein kesef adon zeh, no money is given to this master, aval yesh kesef adon acher, but there is money given to another master, and who's that? The father. So the chassan riding a diamond-studded camel who failed miserably, trying to be mekadesh his kala by doing chalifin, saw his future shver standing there annoyed with his hand open and waiting to receive his daughter's kesef kedushin, reminding him he's just like the master in the crowd who gets to keep his maidservant's earnings. Which reminds us, Rav explained the source that all Anara's earnings belong to her father, based on a pasuk, v'kiyim kor ish es bito la'ama, when a man shall sell his daughter as a maidservant, which implies a comparison between the two. Ma'ama ma'asa yadeh l'rabba, just as a maidservant, her earnings belong to her master, abbas nami ma'asa yadeh l'aviyah, so too regarding a daughter, her earnings belong to her father. Daf Dalet, so the simur Daf Dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors. Doors? That must be on Daf Dalet, doors. The father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, which reminds us. The Gemara explains the need for separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's kesef kedushin and earnings. If the Torah had only taught that the father is entitled to his daughter's kedushin money, I might say this because she didn't expend effort for the money, but her earnings, which she expended effort for, I would say they're hers. And if the Torah had only taught the father keeps her earnings, one might say the reason is because she's being sustained by him. But kedushin money, which comes to her from elsewhere, I might say it's hers. Therefore, both thrush were required. So the father walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedushin money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, past a freed Nahar maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce that the pasuk says, v'yotza chinam, and she shall go out for free, elia me bagrus. This refers to the days of bagrus, adulthood. In kasev, there's no money given, elia me naros. This refers to the days of naros, teaching that a maidservant goes free at either stage. So the Gemara asks, why both rushes are needed since bagrus is after Na'aras. Marba Ravashi explains that the pasuk is teaching about an Islandese who never attains Na'aras and proceeds directly to Bagrus at age 20, that she goes free at Bagrus. Although this is obvious, the chiddush is that she can be sold initially, because one might have thought that only one capable of leaving at Na'aras can be sold initially. So the father who walked through the diamond-studded doors to collect his daughter's kedusha money and earnings, placed under two different psukim, passed a freed Na'ara maidservant walking out with a 20-year-old Bulgaris Islandese, each carrying a sign with a different source that kesef can affect kedushin, which reminds us. The Gemara explains the necessity for two sources of kedushin with money, ki yikach ish isha and v'yatza chinam in kesef. Daf hay, so the similar daf hay is hay, or a haystack. So here goes. The man searching through the haystack, that must be on daf hay. The man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source, that a shtar can affect kedushin, and why money cannot affect divorce, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses the source that a shtar can affect kedushin. After a kal v'chomer from money is rejected, it is learned from a hekesh, v'yatza v'haysa, she shall leave, and she will become married. Makish avay lo yitzia, it compares being, kedushin, to leaving, divorce. Ma yitzia b'shtar af havay nami b'shtar. Just as leaving is achieved with a document, so too being can be achieved with a document. The Gemara asks that the same hekesh should also teach that just as money can affect kedushin, it should also affect divorce. Abaye and Rava give two different answers. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a star can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal Vachomer, which reminds us, Rav Huna says that a chuppah can affect Kedushin based on a Kal Vachomer for money. Ma kesef she'eino gomer, kone, money, which cannot complete a marriage as nesuin yet can acquire for Kedushin. Chuppah shokomeres eino din shetikne chuppah, which can complete marriage as nesuin, certainly can acquire for Kedushin. So the man searching through the haystack full of diamonds for the source that a star can affect Kedushin and why money cannot affect divorce ended up finding a chuppah that affects Kedushin through a Kal Vachomer and some kesef Kedushin with instructions that says, he says, not she says, Hariat, Mukadeshusli, which reminds us it was taught in a brace that Ketzeb and Kesev, how is Kedushin accomplished with money? Nasal and Kesev, Oshava Kesev, if he gave her money or items worth money. Ba'amrola, Hariat, Mukadeshusli, and said to her, you are hereby married to me, or another declaration of Kedushin. She's married Avalhishan Nasna, but if she gave him money and said, Harini Mukadeshusli, I'm hereby married to you, or a similar declaration, it's ineffective. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which of the when the Rav Huna learns that Chuppah can affect Kedushin from a Kal Vachomer, that's on Duff? Hey, good number 2. Which of the one the Mekadesh B'milva ain't Mekadeshes, but one is Mekadesh with a loan extension is Mekadeshes, that's on Dav? Vav. Good number 3. Which of the one the Mishnah uses the word Drachim since it's the way for a man to search after a woman for marriage, not for a woman to search after a man, that's on Dav? Base. Good number 4. Which of the one according to Rav Huna, the number 3 in the Mishnah is coming to exclude Chalifin as a method for Kedushin, that's on Dav? Gimel. Good number 5. Which stuff do you discuss? What the din is if a man was speaking with a woman about matters of her get or kedusha, and then he gave her a get or kedusha without explaining? That's on Duff. Vav. Good number 6. Which stuff do you learn from the pasuk that just as a maidservant's earnings belong to the master, so to a daughter's earnings belong to her father? That's on Duff. Gimel. Good number 7. Which of the one that Matana Manas Lachzir does not work with Kedushin since it's a form of Chalifin? That's on Duff. Vav. Good number 8. Which Duff do we discuss what the din is if a woman is rumored to have been Mekudeshes from one man and actually was Mekudeshes Midderaisa from another man? That's on Duff. Paytas. Good number 9. Which Duff do we discuss why we need separate sources for the father's rights to his daughter's Kedushin and earnings? That's on Duff. Dalad. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you learn that the source for star for Kedushin is from the Hekesh of Vayatz V'Haisa and why money cannot affect divorce? That's on Duff. Hey, excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.